in the limelight.
Saudi Arabia's US-backed state terrorism in Yemen, which is now in its fifth year, took another dangerous turn on Monday with the slaughter of school children by warplanes of the Riyadh's regime, which has shocked the civilized world. Stay with us for a report in this regard by Yemeni journalist Ahmad Abdul Karim for Mint Press, titled, Saudi Bombs Leave Scores of School Children Dead. This latest Saudi attack came just 2 days after the U.S. House of Representatives approved a joint resolution invoking congressional authority under the War Powers Resolution to direct the president to end U.S. participation in the devastating Saudi-led war against Yemen. In the densely populated area of Sawan, northeast of Yemen's capital city of Sana'a, a clouded sky framed the picturesque district as students, including Maha, listened to an announcement that because of the fear of cholera spreading, their school would no longer be providing students with lunch. With the noon hour approaching, the picturesque sky would soon turn blood red as a Saudi aircraft bombarded the area with a barrage of airstrikes. A few minutes later, a deafening explosion echoed throughout Sawan, and when the thick black smoke finally began to dissipate, chaos, moans and screams filled the grounds outside of the school. Do not worry, you will be fine, a paramedic assured the first casualty he stumbled upon. The name of the first victim was Maha Melhajaralla, a fifth grade student, who took her last breath as she was being transferred into an ambulance. Maha was one of the at least 14 school children who were killed, along with at least 100 when Saudi airstrikes targeted a factory in close proximity to schools, homes, and shops in Sawan on Sunday morning. Yemen Minister of Education Yahya Badruddin al-Houthi told Mint Press, at 11:30 a.m., Saudi warplanes targeted a neighborhood containing the public Arai school and the Al-Ahqaf school, a private school, killing dozens of students. The Saudi coalition committed this crime with American missiles, unquote. Fatehiya Kahlani, principal of Arai school, said, everyone was hysterical. Some were crying and shouting in panic. The situation was horrible, as the school has 2,100 students, unquote. Arai was badly damaged in the airstrike, and many students and teachers were left with injuries from broken glass. The street around the school have been transformed into a hellish scene, as many homes and shops were partially destroyed in the attack. Rashid Al-Haimi, a resident in the district who had two female family members injured in the airstrike, told Mint Press, we suddenly heard a fighter jet while we were on the street. We then heard the first strike. We remained calm. Then came the second strike and then the third, which was the strongest of them all, unquote. Yusuf Al-Hazari, a spokesman for the Yemeni Ministry of Public Health and Population, told Mint Press that at least 14 people lost their lives, including 13 school children, and 104 others sustained injuries, including 50 school children and 20 women. He added, on World Health Day, April 7th, which carries the slogan, Health for All, the Saudi-led coalition of aggression marked the event in its well-known manner, unquote. The death toll is expected to rise as many victims of the strike remain in critical condition and hospitals struggle to cope with a lack of medical supplies as a result of a Saudi coalition-imposed siege that began in 2015. Al-Hazari confirmed to Min Press that additional fatalities are expected due to the number of the victims that were seriously injured and lack of medical services, saying, "Many of the children sustain serious wounds, and we do not have the means to save their lives," unquote. He called on the international community to shoulder its responsibility for the crimes being committed by Saudi Arabia and its regional allies against the Yemeni people. There was chaos and grief everywhere. Inside the Kuwait hospital in Yemen's capital Sana'a, screams of grief and pain filled the air. An elderly man frantically asks a crowd of rescuers to help him find his daughter. A father falls to the ground after learning that his daughter had been killed in the attack. Two girls lie in their torn, blood-stained school uniforms, along with their school bags, fighting death in the same crowded room. A mother in her 30s, tears flowing down her face as she searched for her daughter, cried, "What is my daughter guilty of? Why would the warplanes kill her, my daughter, when she was hungry?" Unquote. Students who survived the attack recounted their experience to Mint Press. A 13-year-old girl who attended Arai told Mint Press, as she lay connected to a ventilator in Kuwait Hospital's emergency unit, "We were in the Quran class when we heard the sound of a plane and suddenly a big explosion hit us. After that, the scene became hellish, as choking dust filled the air before paramedics came," unquote. Footage obtained by Min Press showed the aftermath of the Saudi attack. Aya Muhammad Yahya Taher, a 14-year-old who attends Al-Ahqaf school, recounted as she was receiving first aid. "We were in the classroom when the first strike hit. We then fled, and when we reached the stairs, the second strike hit us. Four kids from fourth and first grades died," unquote. Dr. Yahya Al-Brahi, an emergency and intensive care specialist at United Hospital, the closest hospital to the schools where the attack took place, told Min Press, "At 12 o'clock, we received more than 27 victims, including mothers who sustained injuries from shrapnel. Most of the cases were school children. Three children were dead and 12 were in serious condition. Most of the children died as a result of burns and suffocation," unquote. The remaining cases were transferred to other hospitals, including Rafha, Al Haramain, the German and Kuwait hospital. The attack led to the spread of the panic throughout Yemen's families. Khadija Ahmad, the mother of two children, told Min Press, "I live in horror. I cannot let my children to go to school. The schools have become insecure for my children," unquote. The Saudi-UAE coalition force in Yemen have targeted the schools that were still in use, according to Amnesty International, disrupting the education of more than a million children. Moreover, approximately 900 schools have been destroyed, damaged by coalition attacks since 2015 when the war began, according to a new statement made by the Legal Center for Rights and Development to Mint Press. Yemeni Health Minister Taha al-Mutawakkil said the massacre points to the Saudi-led coalition's total disregard for international and humanitarian treaties and laws. Mutawakkil reiterated that the failure of the international community to impose sanctions on the perpetrators of such crimes has emboldened them to continue targeting Yemeni people. The Saudi coalition boasted of bombing the densely populated area. Saudi state-run television Al Arabiya announced that Saudi jets had bombed a military police site in the district of Sawan, killing dozens of the coalition's opponents. Later, the coalition stopped reporting on the strikes and accused the Houthis of being behind the attacks without providing any evidence to back their claims. The U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition has disavowed attacks in Yemen many times before. On August 9, 2018, the coalition initially denied its role in the attack on a school bus carrying children to summer camp on Dhahyan outskirts in Yemen's northwestern province of Sada. It later admitted targeting school children. An unnamed party had provided false intelligence. The air attack committed by the U.S.-backed coalition seems to be not the only way in killing Yemen's school children. On Friday, two children were killed and 8 critically wounded when an unexploded Saudi bomb went off at a school in Hamdan district in North Sana'a. In the wake of the explosion of the bomb, a residue of a prior Saudi bombing campaign, UNICEF's regional chief of communications, Julia Tuma, said, "It is highly likely, as we have seen in Syria, Iraq and elsewhere, that children will continue to be killed even when there is a lull in violence or the violence comes to an end," unquote. Since 2015, international human rights organizations have documented thousands of unlawful coalition airstrikes which have hit homes, markets, hospitals, schools, and mosques. Some of these attacks appear to amount to war crimes. This attack on schools came just 2 days after the U.S. House of Representatives approved a joint resolution invoking congressional authority under the War Powers Resolution to direct the president to end U.S. participation in the devastating Saudi-led war against Yemen, raising questions about whether Saudi Arabia considered the move as somehow clearing the way for the kingdom to commit more crimes in Yemen.